streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. It's hour two. We're live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, Greg Cosell, less than 5 minutes, Jason McIntyre. Joining us as always, I love Cincinnati tonight in a triumphant win.
Here's the problem. Everybody and their mom loves Cincinnati tonight.
Well, so you know what? A lot of times America is just full of smart people. Not regularly.
No comment. Especially on social media.
So I got to tell you a little inside story here. So years and years ago, when I worked at another company, one of the big managers over there, they were looking for a radio person. And we went to dinner. And he said, I want you to listen to this guy. Do you think he's any good? And it was in the football season. And he said, I'm going to let you listen to his Monday show. And I said, anybody can do a Monday show during the football season. Go pull his show from August 8th on a Tuesday. If he's a player, he's interesting. Anybody sounds interesting on a Monday after the NFL season. Go get me a Tuesday in August. If he's good, hire him. Tonight is that night for Tua. Ooh, you get the Patriots at home, a northern team playing in that weather in Miami. Buffalo, cold weather team coming down to Miami, defense on the field. Yeah. Tonight, the deck is stacked against Tua. Your defense was on the field for 90 snaps in that Miami Heat. Short week. On the road. Great quarterback on the other side. Tua gets a lot of credit for bubble screens that become touchdowns and blown coverages hitting layup throws. Tonight is a Tuesday show in August. Be great. Your defense is shot. Your defense was on the field against Josh Allen running around. 90 plays in that heat. That's body cramps for 2 days. You're banged up. They arguably have as good, maybe better, maybe worse, but they certainly have the only other receiving core in the AFC that is equally frightening. And Joe Burrow's great. And you're banged up. That's where great is. At home, northern teams, in September, Miami weather. Nobody's really seen McDaniel. Everybody's just trying to figure out what Mike McDaniel is. Now there's three games on tape of what Mike McDaniel's tendencies are. Now you're going to start seeing people go, okay, this is what he does. The first two, three games of the year, you're taking Niners tape. You don't even know what the coach does. Now you know what the coach does. Now you have a defense that is shot. Now you're on the road. Now it's a short week. Now let me see Tua tonight. I'll start judging Tua tonight. I'll judge that radio tape Tuesday in August. You don't got to give me one October 15th, a Monday. That's a layup. Greg Cosell, 43 years, NFL Films. So it is amazing when you get the right coach with a talented quarterback, Jacksonville, it gets good really fast.
Yep.
And, you know, Doug Peterson, offensive guy, Nick Sirianni, offensive guy to young quarterbacks, I do think it helps. So let's talk about this Trevor Lawrence. You had said that he wasn't seeing the field. You know, he's growing. Let's talk about him first. Did you see a little growth this week? Anything you saw? Their last six, seven drives, they were very effective.
Yep. Well, I think overall, Colin, you're seeing the impact of coaching. And I've always been a believer in that. You know, going back to when I started in the business and was fortunate to be around great coaches like a Bill Walsh. And I think you're seeing that with Trevor Lawrence, because I noticed immediately week one, and it will be incremental, Colin, but I noticed week one that his drop and his set in the pocket were quicker. They're speeding up his feet. He was a little deliberate. They're trying to shorten his stride because he's always been a strider. He's very good on the move, as we're seeing right here. That has always been a strength of his game. But he needed to be more efficient from the pocket, more compact, more refined. And you're starting to see that. So now he can make throws in muddied, contested pockets, which, by the way, you hardly ever saw in college. So you really didn't have a great feel for how that would play out in the NFL. So now you're seeing him have to work when the pocket is being squeezed. And you can't stride when the pocket is being squeezed. So he's getting better at that. So you can clearly see that on tape, and the improvement is evident. But as I said, it will be incremental. It's not going to happen on every single snap.
Now, Philadelphia is playing like the best team in the league, so let's stay on Jacksonville. That defensive front may be the best defensive. Uh-huh. Jalen Hurts, we don't think of this right instinctively. This may be the best defensive front he's faced so far this year in Jacksonville. What's the tape say?
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, I'm not in the prediction business, so I don't know what Jacksonville's record will be when the season's over. But they are really accumulating talent on defense, and a certain kind of talent. Their defensive front is long and athletic, a lot of multiple front looks, people that can play in different spots. And keep in mind, their DC came, Mike Caldwell, he came from Tampa with Todd Bowles. So what did Bowles have in Tampa? He had Levante David and Devin White. So what is he now putting together in Jacksonville? Foy Oluokun, who's a very overlooked, I should say, player by media people, not in the league, a really good linebacker, and they draft Devin Lloyd, who's 6'1", 6'2". So he's putting together a nickel linebacking unit just like they had in Tampa. So this front group is really, really good. Now, they're going up against arguably the best O-line in the NFL, and when you watch the three games of Jalen Hurts, he has been secure and clean in the pocket and able to really pick out where he wants to throw the football.
All right, Buffalo, Baltimore could be a fireworks show. These are excellent teams. So Lamar leads the NFL with 12 total touchdowns. What are they doing? And we know he's unique. What are they doing schematically, Greg, that is, you know, that's a different look or unique from the league? Because they're just explosive.
Yeah, they're totally unique, and they're very hard to prepare for. Because think about this, Colin. I'm sure you talk about this a lot. We live in an age of three wide receivers, okay? I don't know what the league-wide percentage is, but clearly we live in an age where 11 personnel, meaning one back, one tight end, and three wide receivers is the majority offensive personnel package. So think about this with the Ravens, that when you have to prepare for them, and you don't get a lot of time in a week, especially if they're not in your division, in three games, they have played only 17 snaps with three wide receivers on the field. They play out of base personnel. So not only do you have to prepare for Lamar, who you can't simulate in practice with his speed, but now you have to figure out how you want to play against a team that does not play with three wide receivers that you're used to preparing for every single week.
Very interesting. You know, Buffalo, I've said this. I watch Cam and Big Ben come into this league and run around. Think how big they are. And they and they literally, at 32, 33 years old, they're not the same player.
Worn out.
I watch Josh Allen run around. I'm like, okay, this is great and cute, and we all love this, all you fantasy football fans. This is not going to last. I've seen it. Like I look at Buffalo and I'm like, you better win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years. I don't think you can sustain your quarterback getting sacked four times, running eight times, hit 11 times. What's the tape say?
I think you're right. I've talked to coaches who say that as much as they love Josh, and it's hard not to, that you just can't play like that no matter how big he is. And we know that he's competitive and all that good stuff, but it's really hard to play that way. And I've said going back to last year when they really started to become pass heavy that they're going to need to run the ball with some kind of production. They'll never be a volume running team, but, you know, Josh Allen, you made the point that they ran 90 plays last week against Miami, okay? 71 of those plays were Josh Allen called dropbacks. You can't drop back that many times. It's just too hard. Not only on Josh Allen, it's too hard on your offensive line. People never think about that.
Yeah.
It's really hard on your offensive line, and they do not have one of the best offensive lines in the league.
So Sunday night we get Mahomes-Brady. It's very interesting. We know what Tampa is. Old quarterback, really nice weapons when healthy, very good front seven. Kansas City we view as Andy Reid, the great play designer, Mahomes, the great quarterback talent, but we kind of look past their defense. But it's interesting. I mean, we do, because it's such a fireworks show offensively. When you look at the Chiefs defense, because I know Kansas City's going to put, I know Tampa's going to put a little heat on Patrick. That's just what they do. Can the Chiefs defense stack up this week against Brady?
Well, when you watch Steve Spagnuolo, and I know Steve, and I've watched his defenses through the years, he's very good and very sneaky with his pressure concepts. And I think what he'll do is, given that Brady is obviously a pocket quarterback, they have to sort out their offensive line. That's been an issue through three games. I think you're going to see situationally Spags bring pressure, and he's very good at how he kind of defines that pressure. He'll show a pressure look from one side to get the protection to declare, then back off that side and bring it from the other side. He's very good. He'll play a lot of what we call cover zero, where there's no free safety in the middle of the field. So he just brings six and matches up with five. He did that more last year than any team in the league. So there will be pressure that Spags will put on, not only Brady, but that offensive line. Because when you see pressure fronts, you have to sort that out before the snap of the ball, Colin, because you can't change your protection in the middle of the play.
You know, Rams play San Francisco on Monday night, and it's really interesting. So the Rams have really chaos at receiver. We think, oh, Stafford, Cooper, Kupp, McVay, it's fine. OBJ's not here. Tutu Atwell, I think, is a bust. Allen Robinson's not getting separation. Van Jefferson is out. And all of a sudden, this wildly productive offense, which, by the way, Brian Allen, the center, out for another month. Andrew Whitworth retired. There's a lot of duct tape and makeup being put on this. They got a little bit of a personnel crisis here at wide receiver. What do you make? What is McVay doing? And it was exposed against Buffalo. Okay. Since then, though, they're winning games. So what is McVay doing? He's kind of, you know, the great coaches can mask issues. What is he doing since then with this kind of personnel crisis?
Well, one quick point. The left tackle Noteboom, who was clearly exposed in that opener against Buffalo, has played much better in the last two games in one-on-one pass protection. So that's a real positive for them. But what he's doing, because, you know, Van Jefferson was not the big volume target guy or the big numbers production guy,
right,
but he was an important player. And without him, McVay's trying to figure out how this all works. And one thing he's done the last 2 weeks, and it's been really effective, is he's taken Ben Skoronek, who I'm sure nobody thinks is a great receiver, and he's lined him up as an I formation fullback. 30 snaps in the last two games.
Yeah.
And the play we're looking at right now was a great example of him as an I formation fullback working through the line of scrimmage. The Cards defense did not account for him catching a 26-yarder. And here he is as a lead blocker in the run game. So McVay is an expansive thinker, as we know, Colin, when it comes to offense. And he's taking a player who's not a great talent. If he just played normal wide receiver, he wouldn't be one of those guys that catches 80 balls. And he's finding a way to make him a part of this offense and be a factor in the offense, even if the ball is not in his hands.
God, that's
and
why,
I think that's really the genius of McVay.
Yeah, that is why you are so great on that show, this show. It's just this is such great video. And really, because I watched this and I thought, yeah, McVay is so clever. They've got real...
He's really clever.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a real crisis at wide receiver here. They really don't. So let's segue to this. Miami-Cincinnati tonight. Now, I had said this. Burrow didn't practice, had a major surgery, didn't play in the preseason. And then so he just didn't take many snaps. They had offensive line changes. So, like, he scuffed in week one. It was almost predictable. Brady had the same issue. Stafford, because of arm soreness, same issue. They all scuffed week one. So I felt the second half against Dallas, I'm like, okay, I can see, my untrained eye can see something. They're getting right. Is there anything, and last week against the Jets, but is there anything that still concerns you with the Bengals who play tonight and are favored?
Well, it will concern me tonight against this specific opponent because the Dolphins are a very aggressive defense. They're very multiple with their fronts. They put a lot of people on the line of scrimmage, Colin. Six guys, seven guys. Now, they don't always come. Obviously, they'll back off at times. I mean, Javon Holland, the safety, is really good at being on the line of scrimmage on the edge and then racing back to be a deep safety in cover three. So the offensive line for the Bengals will have a lot to sort out, and it's a short week. So this is no knock on Joe Burrow or the receivers, who are tremendous. I agree with what you said about the receivers in our lead-in here. But this is going to be a tough game for this offensive line. And I think Joe Burrow is going to have to be very conscious of getting the ball out. He can't sit in the pocket. Now, there are times he can, obviously. But, I mean, in general, when he sees all those pressure front looks, he's going to have to be very aware of getting the ball out.
All right, so obviously Mike McDaniel has been a gift from the heavens, the football gods, to Tua. Tua actually has somebody that appears to like him. You're obviously seeing some schematic changes with this relationship.
Sure. Yo, for sure. And I think that Mike McDaniel clearly understands Tua's strengths and his limitations. Everybody who's been around Tua as a coach knows that he's a certain kind of player. He's not a big arm guy. You know, people see a deep ball and they think, wow, that's an arm strength throw. When you throw a timing deep ball, those are not arm strength throws. He's a timing player. He's a rhythm player. He has to, for the most part, there's always exceptions, for the most part, hit his back foot and the ball come out. Now, coaches help you with that. Coaches who understand what they're going to get from a defense in a given situation can help with their play design. And quite honestly, Colin, that really takes us to the play that I wanted to show this week. So it probably makes sense for us to see that play now because it was a very big play last week against the Bills. It was probably the play that really turned the game around. It was a 47-yarder to Waddle on 3rd and 22. So here you're going to see the two safeties. They're going to drop, and it's going to be cover two. The other part of cover two that's important is you're going to have the middle hole defender. Here it's the linebacker Edmonds. He drops deep. Okay, so now what you want is you want to get Waddle on this corner post route. That's where you'd like to go with the football. So what do you have to do is you have to control with routes the middle hole defender. Sherfield does that with his route. And then you have to control the backside safety. And Hill does that with his vertical route to the outside. So now what you get is you get Waddle running his route because it's cover two on a safety. This is exactly what you want. He has a two-way go, and he's going to run a corner post. So when he breaks to the corner, that safety turns to the corner, and now he's beat. He comes back inside, and because they controlled the middle hole defender and the backside safety, there's no one there.
Yeah.
So if you're a safety, you want him to have to go to the sideline, not to the middle of the field, because you cannot count on help based on the complementary routes. So this was really brilliant design, well executed. I don't want to say it was an easy routine throw, but it wasn't a tight window throw.
Good stuff, as always, Greg Cosell, 43 years at NFL Films. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it.
You bet. One of the things he touched on very early in that 15 to 18 minute discussion was Josh Allen. We have another defensive coach, Sean McDermott, 6 years in, can't develop a run game. I like Sean McDermott, but look at the offenses that are struggling. It's defensive head coaches. Pittsburgh can't get the coordinator or offensive line right. It's four straight years. Mike Tomlin. It's not that they can't coach. The league's pivoted away from that side. And I like McDermott. They can't win close games. They can't run the football. You got to run the football to some degree to win close, because generally speaking, you want to play keep away. The only way they run it is Josh Allen. So you get to a point, if they lose again in the playoffs this year because they can't run the football, you're not only losing games, you're shortening Josh Allen's career. Two things are happening in Buffalo. You got to be able to see around corners in business. If you own a football team, we can't beat the Chiefs, we can't run the ball, and I'm taking years off my quarterback's life. Mahomes has generally, not always, but generally had a decent run game. You know, that's why they drafted a center from Oklahoma. That's why they spent money on that offensive line, so Patrick doesn't get hit, and they can develop a run game. We got 5-6 years with McDermott. O-line's not very good. I think it's better this year. They went out and spent some money. The run game's not good. Look around, see the big picture here. It's taking years off of Josh Allen's career. So you better win quick. 2023, right around the corner.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Start Saturday strong with Big Noon Saturday as fourth-ranked Michigan puts its dominant ground game to the test against Iowa. Then it's a pivotal Big 12 clash as ninth-ranked Oklahoma State takes on number 16 Baylor. All on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
By the way, just put Michigan football on noon Fox. I'm in. Every week.
Every week.
I like everything. The fight song, the unis. Iowa's a great place.
Love the fight song.
Love everything. You know, a lot of times you see on social media sort of a casualness with integrity. I'm not a moralist. Okay, I'm not. I made a lot of mistakes in my life. But integrity matters. And from about 1995 to 2005, maybe 2010, baseball was a soiled mess. You couldn't trust anything. And I see a lot of this from people. Yeah, man, but it was also really popular then. Porn is really popular. Want your kids in it? We had a former president that was popular with half the country. Thank God he's no longer in office. Popular and integrity can go hand in hand. I think they do now in baseball with Aaron Judge, who tied Roger Maris's record last night. Good kid, and I believe a clean kid. If you didn't hear it, here it is.
Payoff. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single-season record with 61 home runs. It's a two-run Judgian blast. Here comes the judge.
That young man in the glasses was Roger Maris Jr., maybe not that young. After the game, he said, Aaron Judge, now that's the real home run king.
I think it means a lot, and it's not just for me. I think it means a lot for a lot of people, you know, that he's clean, he's a Yankee, he plays the game the right way, and, you know, I think it gives people a chance to look at somebody who, you know, should be revered for hitting 62 home runs and not just as a guy who did it in the American League. He should be revered for, you know, being the actual single-season home run champ. I mean, that's really who he is if he hits 62. And I think that's what needs to happen. I think baseball needs to look at the records, and I think baseball should do something.
Listen, nobody questions that steroids created more home runs, McGuire, Sosa. It was fun, but it lacked integrity. We're very casual with that now. I'm not blaming any individual politician. It's just part of what it is now. But it is important. Athletes, whether they should be or not, tend to be role models. Aaron Judge is a great role model, I believe. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, first up, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. They got the big Sunday night matchup against the Bucs and Brady. They just announced the game will be played in Tampa, despite the hurricane that tore through. So, the game will be in Tampa.
Okay.
You know, Brady and Mahomes head-to-head was a pretty one-sided Super Bowl because the Chiefs' offensive line was hurt. But Mahomes gave some insight into how long he wants to play if he can go to 45 like Tom Brady.
Yeah, I want to play as long as I can play and I can still have a chance to help the team get better. Obviously, it's hard to play that to your 45 years old, and I don't want to be out there just hanging on. And I think you see what Tom is. He's still playing at a very high level, and I think that's why it's hard for him to kind of give it up. When you're playing at a high level, you don't want to leave it.
Yeah, he's only 27.
By the way, as another quarterback in Green Bay constantly reminds you he doesn't need the game and will retire soon, Mahomes is like, Russell Wilson's like, Dak is like, yeah. Lamar is like, I'll just play as long as I can. It's easier to root for those guys.
I love how, I'm sure the audience caught that. This is a Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady topic, and you got it in Aaron Rodgers dig right in there.
But if you're going to retire, yeah, you have to mention it every 15 minutes. Like, fans want to support you and love you and wrap their arms around you.
I get
you.
That. If we lose Aaron Rodgers to retirement, that is a big chunk of the show. We better not replace it with Justin Fields. That's for sure. Justin Fields up next. He has less than 300 passing yards, Colin, through three games.
It's 2022. That's insane.
Yeah, lowest passer rating among starters. Bears offense hasn't been able to get much going. Field says the struggles, hey, they're just part of the process with a defensive coach.
My response to that is really just, get back to work and keep working. Just learning from your mistakes, knowing that you're not going to be perfect, and just, moving on and just, accepting the fact that, we won the game. It's easier to, correct mistakes after a win than a loss, of course. So, just correcting each and every mistake and, just trying to be better in every aspect. Mm.
I went to Pro Football Focus this morning. Grades for offensive line, they don't grade very well.
No, I think they spent the least money on offensive line in the entire league. But by the way, body language guy, what does he say about Justin Fields right there? Like slouched, well, sleepy eyes. He just doesn't look that interested. Like, I like the Bears. I like him this weekend against the Giants.
Yeah, I'm way more concerned with his lack of completions than his casualness.
What? You saw Mahomes in the prior interview, standing up straight like a man, speaking eloquently. Well, and Justin Fields is just like, yo,
Listen, he didn't wear his hat backwards, so I'm good with
it. Oh, yeah. Big bonus there.
Listen, the stats don't lie. They're struggling. But again, this is the one quarterback out of all these. I said you better be patient because defensive coach, bad O-line, no weapons, goofy front office. I have to give him the year.
Goofy.
Now, at the end of the year, if we're still into seven completions a week, but of all the young ones, I'm going to give him a lot of leeway. This organization, now, this is amazing to think about. Name the last great quarterback for this entire franchise. And I mean, he was great more than an hour.
Rex Grossman?
No,
he
wasn't.
Went to a Super Bowl, I think.
He's not great.
Jim McMahon.
He was not great for, it was a Bears defense.
Jay Cutler.
Wasn't great. So they've never developed a great quarterback. 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, not one. Johnny Lujack.
Stop. That's not even a real name, is it?
No, I thought it was a DJ. It was apparently a Bears quarterback in the 50s.
Oh, my gosh.
That was
his
name, Johnny Lujack. He also did afternoons on 95.6 Chicago's Best Rock.
He would go to practice and then go do a radio
show. Was radio invented back then? I have no idea. So, no, I mean, if you don't develop something in 60 years, yeah, I'm going to give the kid a break.
Yeah, I think we hyped Darnell Mooney as his best wide receiver.
Well,
I don't know
fine.
If he has a catch. But I don't even know if he has a catch this season.
Well, he's more of a three or a two.
Cole Kmet, I drafted him in fantasy, dropped him after like 3 minutes. I mean, the guy's a dud. I do like the Bears this weekend, though. Final story.
Okay.
A little bit. Zion Williamson took part in his first 5-on-5 scrimmage of the season. Zion, look at that. Despite not participating in any of these workouts.
He's got a new ring.
The See, earring?
It's good looking.
It's like a Michael Jordan
big
earring.
Yeah, it looks
earring.
Cool.
Did you know
it.
That I had two earrings when I was, like my parents said I could not get it in high school? I went to Beach Week after senior year, got them pierced, came home. My parents were not happy with me at all. At any rate, Zion was not rusty, Colin, and head coach Willie Green said Zion looked amazing, and he dominated the scrimmage. Big shocker there, right? Zion Williamson dominating.
I want to get back to this. So you had two earrings.
Yeah, if you look closely at my ears and don't do it with the cameras, but I still have the holes there. My kids asked, like, what's up with that, Dad? I was like, yeah, I had two earrings. Not the hoops. I had the small hoops.
So you're one of those people that goes, one of those guys that goes on vacation to Jamaica, comes back wearing beads.
No,
you're
no,
so
no
influenced.
Absolutely not. I was
one
not
of those losers.
Of those guys. No. Hey, no. Whoa. What do you got against Jamaica, man? Come on. You like a good red stripe
Listen, what you're saying is, you're one of these people that I would admit when I went to Europe, I came back here and didn't want to work.
I thought you were going to say your backpack guy.
No, I went to Italy, and I'm like, I just want to walk around and drink espresso and hang out with all these wonderful people, and you know, because Italy is so chill.
Yeah. And it was a lot of beautiful people in Italy, too, huh?
Well, my wife is beautiful. That's who I was with. I didn't know it. But the point was, sure. we all have a little bit of this, right? We're all...
Yeah, it was a rebellious stage. It was like cool
you
in
had
the 90s.
One of those?
A few of those. Cool in the 90s to have earrings. MTV Spring Break kind of era.
All right. I didn't know you were a rebel.
Well, now my son's becoming a rebel, and that's not going well for me at home. Let's
love
just say
to hear that.
That.
You keep making things rough for dad. That's the way to do it. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd.
By the way, I'm not
news.
Saying anybody that wears beads. Is a nobody. I'm saying when guys like him go to Jamaica, come back wearing beads. That makes me laugh. I had a boss that did that once. No, I'm not joking. He went to Jamaica for 5 days, came back with beads.
Was his name
if
Michael?
If you live in Jamaica and have beads, that's a whole different thing.
Was his name Michael Scott by any chance from
no,
the office?
But it was a very Michael Scott move. It happened pre-office.
Oh, wow.
You know,
that was
people,
ahead of his time. I
people
mean, goodness,
go somewhere, they come back, and they've been so influenced after 4 days on the beach or anywhere that they're like, they suddenly... You know, you start becoming the place you visited for 4 days, not the person you were for like 48.
Yeah.
That's my point on that point.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products.
if you're an adult 21 and older that dips. Going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
These days, every new potential hire feels like a high-stakes wager for a small business. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/heard. Terms and conditions apply. All right, here we go. Yesterday at this time, we did AFC grades. We graded every team in the AFC that we think matters. We're going to do the same now. Gridiron grades for the NFC. J-Mac, here we go.
Colin, I'll start. Since you struggled so much yesterday with this, I'll start you off with a layup. The Philadelphia Eagles.
I think they're the A+.
Yes.
Yesterday, I gave Jacksonville an A+ because of their growth. Philadelphia, they last started 4-0 like 15, 16 years ago. Led all of their games by 17 points. They've come out strong early. So obviously on paper, they've got a plan. And then they execute it, and then in the second half, they do as well. Yeah. Like, unlike Green Bay, which is good early, not late, both halves, they've obviously got a plan. They make the schematic changes necessary at half. They're an A+.
Dallas Cowboys lose their quarterback in Week 1. The sky is falling, and they got two dubs.
I'd give them a B. Too many penalties.
Okay.
But they are 2-1 with a backup quarterback. They've increased their scoring and offense each week with a backup quarterback. They also lead the NFL with sacks. But again, they don't feel disciplined and buttoned up. Way too many penalties. O-line still a little bit of a work in progress. They get a B.
I can't believe we're doing the Washington Commanders after not doing the Jets yesterday. But the Commanders, one of the worst teams in the league. How you grade them out?
D. They've allowed 15 sacks, most in the NFL. Their defense has one takeaway. They have a defensive coach and good defensive personnel. Almost a failing grade, but I don't like to fail students early. We're only in the first semester.
The 2-1 fraudulent New York Giants, how do you give them a grade?
I would say C+. I do think Daniel Jones is better than last year, but they have the 30th ranked passing offense. They only have 7 big plays. And I know I'm beating up on Daniel Jones, but at some point, your young quarterback has to be the solution because this is not baseball. There's a salary cap. All these teams are imperfect. Burrow got to a Super Bowl with a bad O-line last year. I'm not saying you have to get to the Super Bowl. You can't be 30th in passing. Like, there is some talent there. You do have a great left tackle. So I give them a C+.
How about Brady and the 2-1 Bucks? They've had a lot of injuries, Colin. Do you give them kind of an incomplete here? You're allowed to give that, by the way.
I would say a B+.
Oh.
They've overcome a lot. Their offense, only 3 offensive touchdowns. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Julio Jones, Donovan Smith, the left tackle. I thought that was very obvious last week against Green Bay. Folks, the Chargers aren't going to look the same without Rashawn Slater. Like, you lose a I don't know if Donovan Smith's great. He's certainly solid to good. So I give him a B+ for overcoming. Even though it's not pretty with them optically, they don't score much. They've overcome a lot.
All right, your favorite team in the league, the Green Bay Packers, who are 2-1. I should remind you before you answer.
A C. They're 27th ranked offense with Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones. And they have 5 giveaways, so they've been a little sloppier. They're not scoring a lot of points. Aren't you concerned a little?
No.
Not at all. Wow, not at all.
I mean, look at the receivers. You just said Tampa's receivers have been all banged up. He's got a bunch of new guys, 2 rookies out there. Romeo Dubs and Christian
Watson.
You and
I see the Packers totally.
I know. That's what makes this so beautiful. But we can move on. Minnesota Vikings, who are 2-1, kind of lucky. They did smash the Packers in Week 1, but I don't know what the hell's going on with them the last 2 weeks.
All right, they're a B. They beat Green Bay handily. They're 2-1. The only loss came on the road, Monday Night Football at Philadelphia, the best team in the NFC. They're also the second least penalized team in the league. They're healthy. They thumped a good team in Green Bay, a team you like. So it's like, listen, they didn't, again, in college football, I'd be worried if Georgia was behind an average team. But in the NFL, you're behind average teams. They were behind Detroit. I look at it and think they came back and won. That was a nice comeback from behind win.
A near loss for the Vikings. That scared the hell out of me. Dude, I had them in Survivor, and they were trailing like 90% of the game.
Well, that explains your angst.
They did not cover the spread as well. Let's go to the Chicago Bears, who we kind of slammed here. Justin Fields. They are 2-1, headed toward maybe 3-1, Colin.
C-.
Oh.
Only team with more rushing yards than passing yards. In all three games, they've had 105 yards or fewer passing. You don't have to be great at it, but let's be honest. You've got to be a threat. And so now on film, people are watching this offense, and they're not even a threat to run. So I think it's going to get harder, not easier, going forward.
Speaking of threats, the Detroit Lions, only 1-2, but man, they are frisky.
Oh, I think it's a B+.
Ooh.
I think, listen, I know they're 1-2, but their offense is number 2 scoring offense. You know the other thing? It was easy to dump on Jared Goff when he left. Can we be honest about this? At least at home, Jared Goff's been excellent.
Yeah, indoors, he's great.
Well, okay, he plays over half his games indoors. No, he plays Minnesota every year, so he plays more than half his games indoors.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's easy to just relegate him, like it's English soccer, to the lower division. I think Jared Goff, we got to do a Jared Goff topic. That'll move the meter. I think he's played better than even Detroit thought he would play.
No,
I think he's been very good at home.
Their offensive coordinator has been phenomenal. Ben Johnson, I never heard of the guy.
Sewell's a home run at tackle.
Jeff Okuda, the cornerback out of Ohio State, played extremely well. Locked up Justin Jefferson last
week.
Yeah,
no, I think Detroit's interesting.
LA Rams, who you, I think, had winning the Super Bowl back-to-back at the beginning of the season. How would you
grade? No, I didn't. I had Buffalo winning it.
Oh, yeah, Buffalo over the Rams.
So I have the Rams as a B. They have major injuries. Worst rushing offense in the NFC, and Matt Stafford leads the, is it NFL or NFC? NFL with 5 picks. So they've been sloppy, but a lot of it is, I'll give them a high grade of B, because I don't think people realize after Cooper Kupp, it's a little bit of a mess at wide receiver.
Let's go to the San Francisco 49ers. Your man crush, Lynch and Shanahan, I think they're 1-2, and they got a tough one this weekend. How do you grade out their first 3 games?
B+. Garoppolo will be better. More snaps. Defense, only team holding their opponents under 4 yards a play. This is a great defense. They're not healthy offensively. I worry about Trent Williams being out. But again, I think they've played, you know, they've had 2 quarters. They're already on their second quarterback, so it's not easy.
Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray.
I'd probably go D+.
Ooh, ouch.
They've lost 7 of their last 9 games. Their third down offense with Kyler is awful. Their defense is awful. Right now, they have the worst scoring defense in the league. So you got to give me something. Like, you can say what you want about Chicago, but they're playing defense. Roquan Smith is an unbelievable player. You got to give me something to grab onto. What do I grab onto in Arizona? The quarterback, the coach, the defense, third down. What do I grab onto? There's nothing to grab onto.
DeAndre Hopkins coming back in like 2 weeks.
Well, yeah.
Three, I think.
But he's not there now.
Yeah, right. And we could wrap up with the Seattle Seahawks. Remember, I told the audience I would shave a Seahawks insignia in my head if they had a winning record at the end of the season. That is the best bet I've ever made in my life. There's no chance they will be 9-8.
I would give them a C. I think they've been what we thought, but they beat Denver, and they were competitive against Atlanta. I mean, they're 28th in total offense, so you know where they're going to draft first. They have a 2 first, 2 second, and 2 fourths. They're going to literally change their franchise. This is the biggest draft in the history of the Seahawks. 2 first, 2 seconds, and I believe 2 fourths. So after the 4th round is a lot of finger crossing, but most NFL GMs believe your first round pick's a Pro Bowler, your second round pick is a starter, your third and fourth round picks start eventually fairly soon. So Seattle's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 elite picks.
So my only thing with that is historically the Seahawks have done better drafting in the mid rounds. They've kind of blown their early picks. I'm calling it up here on the internet. Like,
I know,
some shaky picks in the first round the last couple years, Colin.
I'm trying to be more positive with my hometown team. All right, there we go. Gridiron greats. This is interesting with you did this yesterday at the end of the show, and it was funny. So when you criticize, everybody criticizes Jared Goff. You give me a quarterback, and I'll tell you if I take Goff or the other quarterback.
You know where I'm going to start things.
Where?
Zach Wilson.
Goff.
Wow. You almost look incredulous. No brainer.
Yeah, he knows his limitations. Okay, running around doing hero ball.
Okay, Goff or Stafford?
Stafford.
Goff or Geno Smith? All right, damn it. I'm off my game. All right, let's go with Kirk Cousins, who is a lightning
Goff,
rod.
Goff.
No, time out.
No, time out. I watched Goff on Monday Night Football out-duel Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, that was all McVay. You know that.
No, it wasn't all McVay.
Oh, come on. McVay's scheming dudes open the entire
time out. How is Kyle Shanahan without Garoppolo? He doesn't win. How's Belichick without Brady? You need the quarterback. I've seen Goff go into big games and out-duel guys. Not consistently, but I've seen it. And I like Kirk. He shrinks. He's Owen. What is he on Monday Night Football?
He's the worst ever in the history of Monday Night Football.
Okay.
Well, one more. Jared Goff or Jalen Hurts?
Right now, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
He's more dynamic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hour three next.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.